The sixth parasha of Rome says, Anochi offer ve'efer. So Rashi says, Anochi offer ve'efer. Karhayisi royally he was offer ayyadeh hamalochim. I would have been dust being killed by the malochim, and the person puts it on the ground and goes back to dust. Ve'efer ayyadeh nimrod, or to be burnt to ashes through nimrod. Lulei rachamecha asher amdo alai, we're not for your rachamim. So how do I have the chutzpah to ask for anything when I only exist with your rotzen, and I don't deserve to have existence other than that. So that's Rashi teaches. Now we went to Chara teach the pasuk very simply. Rama was saying that I'm a nobody. I'm simply a nobody. I'm a garnished. I'm offer vafer. I'm ash. I'm dirt. I'm ashes. I'm a nothing. You find David HaMelech says, "Anochi telas v'lo ish." I'm a worm. I'm not a human being. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Akarin say, "Nachnuma, what are we?" So maybe over here, "Anochi offer vafer" just simply means I'm a nobody. How do Rashi know that that's not the taich? Best thing you find in the matter, the matter does seem the taich like that. He says that you are the ma'at of all the nations. So Rashi says, when you get chashivas, you lower yourself, you remind yourself, you make yourself smaller in your eyes. Now, the Umas Arlam, when they get Hashibas, they start saying, you know, we have the psukim, we quote, one says Adam al Elyon, and Moshe Melchim Yashavti, one says I'm sitting with the gods. And, whereas we, Rashi says, Rashi brings three examples, Moshe and Aaron say Nachnu Mo, Avraham Avinu says Anochi for Efer, David Malch says Anochi to Las Velo Ish. So when you get Gedula, you're reminding yourself. But here Rashi does not touch like that. So Revolba points out in his Pirush on Chumash that saying that you're a nobody when really you're a somebody is not a nevus. It's a chakra. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was one time asked if the Chavetz Chaim, a tremendous honor of the Chavetz Chaim, knew what he was to the generation, if he knew who he was. So Rav Chanan said back that he heard from the Chavetz Chaim countless times. The Chavetz Chaim said, "Aloshen, I'm responsible for the whole generation." And the Chavetz Chaim recognized his position, recognized who he was. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't this anov, and he said to wring his hands, "Oy vey, who am I? What am I?" He took tremendous action against the Klai, so when he needs to, he had no challenge standing up to the challenges which are there. He had no problem with that. He was a very strong person. But at the same time, in Achnuma, what am I? He wasn't machzik tayber la'atzmai for what he was or what he did, because he recognized that at the end of the day he came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The God-given talents that he had were gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't deny, "So I'm a stupid person. Your person that has an IQ of 180, so I'm stupid, because that's an Evis." That's ridiculous. He has an IQ of 180. But he comes along and says, "Listen, since I'm like 80, you have to praise me and say I'm wonderful. Excuse me, the Russian gave you a talent, so thank God for your talent, and be machnir yourself in the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu that he gave you a wonderful gift. That, you know, recognize the fact that you have a gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu." That's where the Nevus comes from. The Nevus is recognizing that whatever you have, what you've accomplished, has all been a tremendous gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you feel that much more beholden and appreciate what the Rosh has done for us. And as we do that, that will generate us a feeling of that not that I deserve praise and people have to give me recognition, etc. Rather, I need to be focusing on the thanks that I have to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Call it to me.